white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you voted for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hollering me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, bro.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here. Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt,
fucking
piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, hi, my name is Dwight, and I'm here to do a show for you. I am not feeling well, if you can't tell by the title of the show. Let me adjust this fucking camera a little bit. Go up. Come on. Go up. Yeah, it went up a little bit. I'm not feeling good. I got up, everything was cool until about 5 o'clock, and then I ate food, and something just didn't agree with my stomach, and ever since then, since about... Well, it wasn't right as I ate, so I would say between 5 and 6, things started to explode from both ends. You tell probably right here I'm all puffy and stuff, because when I throw up very violently. It poofs me up. And I'm pretty sure from the throwing up, it gave me a fucking headache. So I've got the nice headache going. I just ran to the gas station because it's the only thing open. I got some Pepto-Bismol, so I rocked some of that. And I took some ibuprofen, but don't quote me on this, but I'm probably only going to do about a half a show. I didn't want to not go on for like 2 weeks in a row, because I didn't go on last week, but I didn't want to do that to you guys. If I hadn't taken last week off, I definitely would not have went on tonight. But yeah, yes, yes, complex diarrhea, diarrhea, and the throwing ups is not so much diarrhea. It's just it's not solid. It's not. It's all liquid. It's gross. It's like a little doggy, you know, like that. But let me turn on Skype here real quick and bring the rest of the crew on. Crew, I'm bringing you on. For some reason, there's two instances of Skype in here, so let me unmute them both. Hey guys, all right. Oh yeah.
Welcome back.
I got a boner.
Oh yeah. How big is it?
We're so glad that you're back. And trying to please us all by showing up. Thank you, Dwight.
Luckily, I had some numbers that weren't time sensitive that I did gather last week. So I've got those to kind of lean on a little bit. I didn't turn on the other broadcasting places. I just didn't feel like fucking with the multiple places, reading chats and stuff tonight. So I've got whatever, OBS. I've got the multi-stream shit going. So it probably broadcast to here, Kick, Facebook. I don't know if I had Twitch turned on or not. I get real iffy with Twitch because of, I mean, we have edgier. I mean, it's not like crazy edgy content, but it's like enough that I could probably get that account banned on fucking Twitch. And I'm a moderator in a few places on that on that account, and I don't want to fuck that account. So, I mean, we're broadcasting enough places; people should appreciate it anyway. All right, so let's do some calls, I guess. We had some very successful calls last night during the Madhouse Militia Presents. That's always on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, and a couple examples of those were apparently there was chicken testicles still attached to some of the chicken from the restaurants. That was pretty good. DTB and his friends were fucking around with Ouija boards at different hotels. And so the White Devil made an appearance. The Syrup Man, I don't think I was around for the Syrup Man one. I may have been out of the room for that one.
Oh, the Syrup Man was the guy that was at outside the gas station, and he had like syrup on his hands, and he was touching all the nozzles. And then he was putting the nozzle in his pants and
okay, I was in on that call. I forgot.
Squirting gas in his pants, so he's pissing himself.
I was like, look, I'm peeing. Look, I forgot I was part of that fucking call. I was like, I don't think I was out of the room for that one. Jesus Christ.
Syrup Man.
Okay. I guess I didn't hear the. I think I was out for the beginning of that call. I definitely came back and heard the part about the pump going in the man's pants, and that's when I started doing that shit. So I'm trying to rehydrate myself over here too. I just drank a Gatorade Zero, and I've been drinking water all fucking day. I don't know, maybe too much water. But I had some celebrity numbers to do the celebrity hunt last week that I never got to, so I guess that's as good of an area to start in as any. Why no live prank cast? Because I'm watching something on that screen, and that's normally where I keep the chat, Bri Guy.
Hello?
Hi, are you Jim?
No.
You're not Jim Gaffigan?
No.
You're not doing a voice on me, are you, Jim? Hello?
No.
Why are you being... Jim, you're being silly. Do you have Jim's number?
I don't think... No.
Hello, you take my car?
No, sorry.
¿Cómo está? No. Estoy bien, ¿y tú? You take my car? Why? What happened?
You're confused.
No, I'm not confused. No. My name is Durite.
I'm sorry, yo. Bye. Good night.
No, motherfucker.
I love that Durite kid. Thanks for bringing him out, Dwight.
Oh, fucking Jim Gaffigan's fooling us, man. God. Let's see. Okay, here we go. All right, this guy. Sasha Mitchell. If anybody's watched Step by Step, I know we're old as fuck over here. Step by Step, he would have played Cody. He was the nephew that lived in the fucking van in the driveway for a while. And Step by Step, you know, that good old TGI Friday fucking lineup. He was also the replacement for Van Damme in Kickboxer. He was on, like, Kickboxer 2 through 4, I think it was.
Hi, this is Sergeant Mitchell. I can't get to the phone right now, so please leave me a message. I'll get right back to you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Sasha, it's Dwight. Give me a call whenever you get a chance. Not important, so just at your leisure. Thanks. Bye.
We just got a number. We just got a number. We just got a number. I wonder who it's for.
Yeah. We just got a number. Yeah. All right, so cool. That's confirmed. I mean, he's a nobody, but, you know. It's nice to have a little Rolodex of, you know, B to C list celebrities you could always call. But yeah, that was him. That was confirmed. Let's see here. Oh, Mark Curry? Everybody hanging with Mr. Cooper? You ever watch that shit? Who what? That last guy you talking about? Oh, that was Sasha Mitchell. Yeah, from Step by Step. This is a number possibly for Mark Curry from Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Oh, listen to that phone ring. It's ringing strong.
Please leave a message. Or better yet, text me. Thank you very much.
I think that's him. I think that was definitely Mark Curry right there. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's Mark Curry right there. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, yeah. 2 for 2. Let's try Mark Lynn Baker, who is Larry Appleton from, here's a throwback, Perfect Strangers. Fucking Perfect Strangers. Man, we're reaching way back. Let's see if fucking Mark Baker, let's see if we can do 3 for 3. Where's Milkman? Milkman's here. He's ruining shows. Don't you know? That's his job. That's what he's here for. He did it last night. He's doing a twofer. He did last night and tonight. Oh, yeah.
Don't tell everybody. Shh.
Hello. You have reached the voicemail box for Mark Lynn Baker. Please leave a message, and thank you very much.
Hey, look at that shit. We got him there. Oh, we're on a fucking roll now. All right, let me mark that one off. That's confirmed. All right. In an answer, definitely him. Yeah, yeah. Mustaine with Perfect Strangers. We're gonna try for the guy, Mr. Bronson Pinchot, who played Balky Bautakamus in the Perfect Strangers. He was also Serge in Beverly Hills Cop. Serge, fucking Serge. He's back. He reprised his role in the newest Beverly Hills Cop movie too.
Hello.
Hey, looking for Bronson.
This is Bronson right here.
Hey, Bronson, how you doing? Listen, we were trying to see if what your booking was looking like for July. We're having a step-by-step reunion, and we wanted to have you come down and reprise your role as Cody.
Wasn't Cody. It was Jean-Luc.
No, as Cody. You were the one in the van.
I guarantee you I wasn't Cody.
You weren't in the van. You didn't do Kickboxer 2 and 3?
No, that was, what's his name? That was I forget his name. I was only in one season, and I played Jean-Luc. So that was somebody else.
I meant to call Sasha. Oh, boy.
Yep, you meant to call Sasha.
Oh, boy. My mistake. They're really going to give it to me from upstairs.
Well, don't worry about it. You call him and have a good time.
All right, I'll go ahead and do that. Thanks a lot, Bronson.
Sure.
Well, we got Bronson's number.
We just got a number. We just got a number. We just got a number. I wonder who it's for.
Good job, D.Y. Another celebrity.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch in a row here. Boy. Hi, I was calling about the room for rent.
Yeah, she's not here right now. She'll be back in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. She's a nurse in San Diego. I'm answering. She's paying me to actually to answer, to make a list, answer the phone for her. I'm not sure. I think she wants a female. Are you a female?
I identify as a female, yes.
Were you born a female?
Well, that's what my birth certificate says now.
So that means no.
Well, I had it amended. I'm actually recognized as a female by the state now.
Okay. Were you born a female?
Well, that's very intrusive questions. I mean, you can't just take my word
for it. I have another call. I'll call you right back.
You, sir, are a liar, and you're being sexist.
Wow, that dude was heavy.
He discriminated.
He knows she.
He discriminated like a motherfucker. So that was the listener.
He wants to look at panties and see what you got going on.
Right.
With your junk.
That was a list of numbers I had for last week. That's kind of where I left off. So the rest of what we're going to do is kind of a crapshoot. Let me read off the movies for tonight. Hi. I made an order there. I got the chicken tender. And then I got a chicken slider, like the combo thing. You know what I'm talking? My name is Dwight. But the problem is they forgot to put the chicken testicles in the box. They left them out.
Oh my goodness. Hey, we forgot to put chicken on one of the orders. Well, they said they're calling because they.
You said the chicken is missing?
The chicken testicles are missing.
Yeah, he said the chicken testicles are missing. Testicles. What are you talking about?
Hello?
Hi. I was calling. I got the slider, the chicken sliders. You know, it comes with the two and then the fries and the pickles and everything.
Yeah.
But they forgot to put the chicken testicles in here with it.
What do you mean the testicles?
Well, that was a part of the combo, wasn't it? It was like the two sandwiches and then the fries and the pickles. And then, like, somebody skimped on the testicles.
Wait, sir, I'm so confused. What are you asking right now? Your chicken was there, correct?
Yeah, the chicken was there. The chicken was good. It was good and crunchy. So what, it was fantastic. But the chicken testicles...
What testicles are you talking about?
Well, that's with the chicken testicles. I thought maybe you put them under the fries, but they're not there.
What do you mean by testicles? Like, are you joking right now?
No,
or
I'm
are
talking
you
about
serious?
the white huevos, you know, the Spanish word for it. The chicken testicles. They were supposed to be in there.
I'm not sure what you're asking right now, but you got your pickles,
well,
your sauce, your fries.
Yeah, and the sandwiches, but I didn't get all of the chicken.
What do you mean not all of the chicken?
The yellow,
were your pieces small or?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, was the small pieces, the chicken testicles.
No, I think you're misunderstanding. Like, we do tenders, not like a full chicken. So if you're looking for testicles, like, there's no bone in our chicken. So any extra pieces you're looking for,
well, the testicles
I don't think we have that.
The testicles don't have bones.
Okay, one second. I'll let you just speak to a manager.
Okay. So I got
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I just with my oxygen tank being so low, I try not to take like any extra breaths if I don't need to.
I get it completely.
Yeah, they're not going to get out here with my new tank until Monday, so I'm trying to conserve it.
Oh my goodness.
So I got the chicken slider, the box, you know, with the two sandwiches, the fries, the pickles, the sauce. And like all that was there, but as I explained to the other two young ladies, I was missing the chicken testicles.
And what do you mean when you say chicken testicles?
Well, it said right here, I ordered it through DoorDash, and it had an option to add a side, and, you know, I said fries and what, and then it said chicken testicles. So I was like, well, I've never had chicken testicles. Like, I'm adventurous.
Yeah,
I'll try it. And
even,
I clicked it, and I paid the extra
$5. We don't even have that. Let me go online and see what that could possibly be. Hold on.
Okay.
You said that was on DoorDash?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was under the sides. It was like, so I got the chicken slider, the combo, and they said, would you like to add a side? And it had fries, and it had testicles. It has chicken testicles. And I thought they would be under the fries, like you ran out of room and didn't want to pile them on top, so you put them on the bottom.
No. But I moved DoorDash around. Exclusive items is a Dave's number two with a drink. Mm-hmm. I'm not even seeing where that would be.
It was after I started making the order. It said it was under sides, additional sides.
Okay, sides. So our sides, mac and cheese fries, kale slaw, Dave sauce, cheese sauce, single tender, single slider, sliced cheese, sliced bread, or potato roll.
Yeah, and I selected chicken testicles. So
I'm sorry. We don't have that. It's not even something we offer.
Okay, so I'd probably have to go back through them for the refund because that was a $5 addition.
It was that's on DoorDash. Yeah, you definitely have to go through them. Okay. I'm not sure how that could even possibly be there.
Well, I mean, I don't mind making another trip down there to get my testicles. That's all I really want.
I almost feel like you're kind of punking me a little bit. It's not something it's not available. It's not something that's on the menu. I'm not even sure if it's a thing.
What is punking?
Chicken testicles. Like playing with us a little bit. It's not something that's even on the menu.
Okay, but then why would DoorDash have it on the menu if it's an unavailable? Was it something you had in the past?
Yeah.
And then you're just out?
No, it's something. It's definitely not something we've ever had.
Okay. You said kale slaw?
Yeah, we do have kale slaw. I mean, but you'd have to go through, if it was a DoorDash order, you'd have to go through DoorDash. Or, I mean, you could come down and buy a kale slaw, but if it's a DoorDash order, you have to go through DoorDash to resolve it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll go through DoorDash, and that'll be fine.
Okay. I'm sorry you had the issue. We have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. He's gone. Yeah, I confirm. I do the same shit. People in the chat were like, kale slaw? And I was like, yeah, I heard that too. I was like, is this guy saying shit wrong? And no, they have kale slaw there. They don't fucking have coleslaw.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I make an order, please?
You order pickup? Your drink?
Yeah, I want to order pickup.
Oh, okay. I have a lake. This is location Lake City.
Yep. Lake City. Okay. Yep.
Yes. 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 Thank you. Okay.
Can I get one chicken tikka masala?
Okay.
One order of papadums.
Papadum?
Yeah. Papadums.
No papadums.
No papadums. You have garlic naan.
Yes. Okay. Garlic naan.
Yep.
Chicken tikka masala. Garlic naan.
Yes. And then.
That's it.
Well, and then I need to get an order of kutaji.
Kutaji?
Yeah, kutaji or kutiji, either one.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Sanjay says he left me a note. He says, hey.
Tournament?
My uncle Sanjay said if I couldn't get those to order one marachode for him.
One second.
Oh, he just asked for kutaji curry or something.
Other people now understand kutaji. Chicken tikka masala, butter naan is okay.
Yeah, do they know? Ask him if they have any galmutra.
Bille, 2 minute gal kar sakna idra.
Galmutra.
2 minute kar sakna. Maine kutaji samajh nahi aaya dasya.
Hello.
Hi, do you have galmutra?
No, sir. I have Indian food or pizza.
Hey, yeah. Motherfucker, do you have marachod?
You motherfucker.
Went a long way to get that reaction, but.
Yeah.
Hi, can I make an order, please?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Okay. Are you ready to take my order, or?
Just order. I get a pen, right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Take the pen.
Okay, sir.
Okay, one chicken tikka masala.
All right.
One of your, what is your spiciest dish?
We have 6 levels, sir. It's up to you.
Okay, because I wanna, which one will make me shit? Like, if I eat it, like, which one will make me shit?
You want, chicken tikka masala, you want, it's 8 pieces, you want to share?
Yeah, I want to eat it and then shit.
So, it's 8 pieces of chicken tikka.
Yeah.
And we're making it noodle and curry sauce. What a spicy level would I make right now?
Okay, make that for me. That'll be fine. And then I need...
Which one? Medium or spicy or two level? What am
I? The do-la-la spice.
6? Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, please.
And next?
Garlic naan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have papadums?
No.
No papadums? let me... What about drinks? What do you have to drink?
We have mango lassi.
Okay, do you have any galmutra?
We have mango lassi, we have rice pudding.
To drink?
No, it's very good. Gulab jamun, eating dessert, and mango lassi to drink.
Okay, let me go ahead and get an order of teriyaki chut.
What's that?
Teriyaki chut?
No. What is that one? Only for drink or you talking about
it's,
the?
It's a food. It's a food. I want one
food?
Order. Yeah, one order of teriyaki chut and one order of matar chut, medium spice.
Matar peas and paneer.
Yeah, matar chut, medium spice.
Matar rice or matar curry sauce.
Matar chut. Matar chod. Ben chod, matar chod.
Sir, give my personal number and text me. 480. It will be fine. 480-334-77. Text me. One is tikka masala, one is garlic naan, one is matar paneer. I don't know what is that.
Matar chod. Yes, matar chod.
We have...
Ben chod.
You spell... Sir, we have mutter paneer, we have mutter potatoes, we have only peas. Peas, we say in our language, we say Indian mutter.
Yeah, I'm reading this right now. It says mutter chod.
Mutter, and what last word, chod, what is this?
I don't know.
Can you spell?
M-A-D-E-R-C-H-O-D-E, mutter chod.
Oh, Manchurian.
Yes.
Okay. Mutter yes. Manchurian. Okay.
Yeah,
one mutter. What is spicy level?
Medium.
All right. This is medium and tikka masala will be 6.
Okay. Can I ask you, are you the Kutiji of the restaurant?
What's that?
Are you Kutiji? Or Kutijai?
What is this?
Are you Kuti?
Kutijai?
Are you Kutijai?
No. What is what? Oh, I don't know.
Are you Kutajai?
No, sir. We have only Indian food.
You're
Indian
right.
Food.
Right, but Kutijai is Indian, right?
Tea. You want chai?
Yeah, Kutijai.
So, what is the spell?
K-U...
Can you spell?
K-U-T-T-I-J-I.
No, sir, we don't have. Kutijai.
Do you have?
No.
Why not?
No.
Are you Kutijai?
No.
You're not respected, bitch?
No.
Why do you have no respect?
Sir,
I put respect on your name.
My name is Belly.
Belly? How big is your belly?
Huh? How big?
How big is your belly?
B-E-L-L-Y.
Yeah, how big is your belly?
Big? What do you mean big?
How big around are you?
Oh, Dino, what are you talking, sir? What is your name?
How many foot pounds are you?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Russ. Sorry, I was calling about another ad. I was calling about Beanie Babies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there was another ad I was gonna call. I was calling about a car that was like used for parts and stuff. It wasn't even running anymore. But Brittany was the one selling that. That's where I made my mistake. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
So yeah, I was calling about the Beanie Babies.
Which ones?
Well, really, I'm just starting a collection, so I don't even know which ones are good ones. I just heard that they're very lucrative, and so I was right. trying to get into it, because I just watched a documentary about back in the 90s when the Beanie Baby craze.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, like, well, if this was happening back in the 90s, like, it's got to be crazy lucrative now.
And I
just lost a lot of money in real estate, so I'm trying to cover those losses.
Oh. Where's located? Here in Rhode Island. Yeah, same time here, I think.
Yeah, it's my cell phone, yeah.
No, it's okay. But I'm saying, is this... Where do you find me on Marketplace?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, what are you looking for? Because I'm looking to spend $3 up.
Well, I'm looking to spend about $1,500.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've been doing this for about 20 years. I have stuff. I don't have any of the dollar stuff that's common, because I try to stay away from dollar stuff. But I have a lot of bears that are $3. I have most of mine are between $3 and $10. I do have some ones that are more expensive, but I sold a lot of my higher end stuff off over the last few years.
Do you have any that are counterfeit that are like really in demand, but they're not real?
I do have counterfeit. I only have the orange digger right now. I try not to sell the counterfeits, and when I do have them out there, I mark them as counterfeits, because sometimes people can't afford them. Like, there's a lot of bad counterfeits, but, like, I only try to sell the good ones, and I try to get 10, 15 for them. But, I mean, if they're really bad, I just sell them for, like, $3, $4, $5 to get rid of them, because I hate getting counterfeits.
Yeah, I was looking for them, because when I was, you know, being in real estate, I didn't use the utmost, honest business practices. And so I'm like, if I can get some of these counterfeits that are like high end counterfeits, sell them for the actual price of the originals, the quality stuff. Cool. It's a win win. Cool. I'm still coming up on top,
Yeah, I know. I mean, the only ones I have two diggers that are counterfeit.
What did you just say?
They look, they're the right color. The tags, you can't tell if you're a professional like me that I can tell the counterfeits from the real ones, because there's a lot of bad ones, but then there's also a lot of good ones. The two I have are like middle to high end like counterfeits, because they're almost the exact same color if you put it next to the real one, because I have a real one, and you can't tell. The only difference is the tag. That's the only way you can really tell by where the dots and the commas are on the touch tag.
Can I
the good counterfeit.
Can I ask you? Do you happen to have any of the Precious Moments figurines at all?
No, I don't do any of that stuff.
Oh, okay, okay.
I only know plush, like beanies, booze, babies, like that type of stuff.
Ah, got it.
No, I don't know anything about Precious Moments stuff. But I mean, I could send you pictures of the two that I have that are counterfeits, and then I'll.
I only
have two of them, because I rarely get them anymore. I used to get them all the time, but I mean, I would just get rid of them, because I don't like counterfeits.
I heard about these black market beanies that were like anatomically correct, but only sold in Japan.
Oh, they had Korean ones, they had German ones, they had them all. So
there was There was one that I bought from there. They called it was a beanie called the Horsey Cat, and it was Horsey Cat is what they called it. And it had the body of a horse and the head of a cat.
Oh.
And then it
never heard of it.
And then it had the penis of the horse still there, like protruding.
I don't know. I mean, Japan had the dragons. They had like Mothra and Godzilla and those type of ones. And I had a couple of those at one point.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, when I'm done, like after all my stock gets low, I'm gonna use the beanies. I'm gonna empty them out and I'm gonna smuggle cardamom across the border.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have only about 800 left out of the 8,000 I have, but I mean, I have multiples of like everything, but I have, like I said, I only have maybe a 100 or so like bears. Like the bears I try to sell for $3, the animals I try to get 5 for, unless it's something rare, but I sell stuff so cheap. I mean, I have dealers that used to buy from me and out west and stuff, and I literally sold 8,000 of them in the last year. I have no problem moving stuff because I sell stuff probably for about 60% of the value.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I just want to get rid of stuff. I'm running low on stuff, so I only have about 1,000 pieces left, give or take.
Yeah, I really enjoy talking to a woman that really really knows her stuff. You know, some men try to pretend like they know. They know everything, but they really don't. There's a lot of pretenders out here.
They don't.
Yeah. I like a woman with a nice big bosom who knows her stuff, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. No. No, but I'm saying there's people that, oh, this one's worth this, and you can be rich if you have this one. And it's bullshit because the ones that they're pricing are these stupid kids, and they're like, and the ones they're pricing are worth like $1.
Yeah.
And they say worth money. Like,
that's why I don't like kids. I spit at kids when I walk past them in front of McDonald's and stuff. I spit at them.
Yeah. The McDonald's ones, I give those away. They're worth like a quarter or a dime. They're worthless.
I love an empowered woman who would just throw money. Just like, I don't even need this. I don't.
But I have the original ones that were worth thousands of dollars, and they're only worth 5-10% of what they used to be.
Is it because they were cheaply made, probably?
How did I get your number?
You found me where? On Marketplace?
Marketplace, yeah.
Okay.
Is that Carol?
I mean, no, it's Russell. This is it came up under Carol, but it's my account, Russell. I don't know why it would come up under that. It did come up under mine, so.
Oh, no, I'm saying was that Carol in the background?
Oh, yeah, it's my mom. So.
Yeah, we have a special thread about Carol on Marketplace about her shenanigans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about all the rip-offs she's been doing. I'm glad I'm dealing with you, Russ, and not Carol, because we have her marked as a scam artist. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. I had a 5.0 rating, but these two idiots gave me a 1-star and they never even bought anything from me. And it pisses me off because I can't delete them. And I have about 15 other people that I've sold to recently that were going to give me a rating and a 5, and they couldn't, they can't rate it. So I don't know what's going on. So like, whatever.
Yeah, no, this was Carol. This was Carol. This wasn't you. Your mom has been scamming people.
What?
Yeah. Your mom's been scamming people. She's been catfishing people on Marketplace.
No.
She's been offering her penis pictures for money on Marketplace.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else, right?
No, I'm talking about your mother, Carol.
Oh, no, she's not on there. Only I sell stuff online. Nobody else does.
Oh. Yeah, under Carol's account, there were some photos posted that were disturbing.
Oh, I don't. My mom doesn't even go on Facebook or do us anything, so I don't know.
She was doing provocative poses and like smoking and flipping people off.
No, I don't know where they would get that because nobody here smokes.
There's a 3-second video, a preview of her pumping it on cam.
What?
Yeah, she was pumping her hips. She was thrusting her hips at the camera.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was to the Spice Girls. No, tell me what you really, really want, and then she was hip thrusting.
Calling in.
Hey, I'm having a problem in the bathroom.
What is that?
I'm in the bathroom. Let me turn a lot. Yeah. Music off. There, she shut it off.
What room number?
I don't know where the room number is. I've been drinking. And I broke the toilet somehow.
You broke in toilet somewhere?
Yeah.
What room number?
The toilet wouldn't flush, so I hit the handle with a hammer, and it broke.
Hammer?
Yeah, I was trying to flush. I made a big poopy caca feces in the toilet, and it wouldn't flush, I hit the flusher thing with a hammer.
What room number?
How do I find the room number?
How can I go over there? There's no room number. Where to go? Where I can go?
What do you mean?
You said you.
You gotta poop too. You gotta poop.
Huh?
Do you gotta poop? The toilet's broken is a problem.
What room number I can go?
Where do I find the room number is what I ask you. How do I find it? I'm drunk.
Hey.
Oh.
How do I find out that your room then?
Hey, look at that. Somebody left a banana peel over there.
Huh?
Whoa, losing my balance.
Hello?
Yeah, how do I clean up all this glass?
How do I find the new room?
How do I find my
room? You give it the room number. Room number.
Give it away now. How do I find... Huh? Hey, that's what you sounded like. You sound like a Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Hey, what room am I staying in? You can come up here and you can tuck me in. And read me a bedtime story.
Yeah, but you're upstairs and now ground floor.
I'm on the second floor.
So you're on the second floor. Doors open. Okay, door open. Right open, then I can see.
My bathroom, the bathroom door is open.
Oh, no. I can see bedroom door.
Oh, no.
How can I see then your bedroom door? How many people inside?
There's 8 of us in here.
Huh?
There are 8 of us.
8 of them inside?
Yeah, we're smoking marijuana in here. We're having a marijuana party.
I think you wrong number, huh?
No.
With wrong motel.
No, hey, listen.
So you,
don't be a motherfucker. Huh? Come smoke marijuana with us, motherfucker.
Huh?
Come smoke marijuana with us, motherfucker.
Oh, shit, then, motherfucking cocksucker.
Come smoke marijuana with us, motherfucker.
Hello.
Guys, put out the marijuana while I call him back. The smoke alarm is going off.
Hey. What room number are you? I don't know.
Who is this? Why are you calling here?
I call police, okay?
Shut up, bitch, mother chode.
I'm going to call police and find that.
Yeah. Hey, you tell that mother chode to be quiet.
Okay, I'm going to call the police.
Teddy, okay. Makichut. Asshole.
Oh, shit, Makichut. You say, yeah, could you have to
Auntie Jai, okay? Shut up.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Aero Motel. This is Fred speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Fred. Where's Maria?
She's taking a nap yet till about 9.
You say she's napping?
Yes.
Okay. When she wakes up, can you tell her to come to room 11? I still have her panties in here.
You have a what?
I have her panties.
Oh, okay.
I'm done smelling them, so she can come get them now.
All right. I'll have her.
What time do you expect her to be up?
About 9 o'clock.
Okay. Is she right there?
No.
What room is she in? Can you transfer me?
She's in her own bedroom.
Okay, transfer me to the room. I gotta talk to her.
Oh, she doesn't have a phone there.
Well, she's got a cell phone, right?
No.
No.
It's out here.
It's out there?
What? Yeah.
Why is it out there with you?
So nobody will bother her while she's sleeping.
Okay. But I don't understand. I have the panties.
You have a what?
I have the panties.
I can't understand what you're trying to say.
She was going, because she's, you know, she doesn't know technology too much. And she had her basket, and she was going to wash her panties in the river, but she dropped them. And I grabbed the dirty ones, and I had been sniffing them in the room. And now she can come get them to wash them.
Well, your girlfriend?
No, Maria.
Oh, give a break,
guys. I got Maria's dirty panties. I'm going to sniff them. Are those your people?
Can Quality, and how can I help you?
Hi. I'm trying to find my cheating-ass wife. She's staying with you guys. I need to contact her real quick so I can tell her the lawyer's been put on retainer.
Your wife?
Yeah, my wife, who is a whore, by the way, is staying in your hotel, and she's currently cheating on me, and I need to know which room so I can have her served with divorce papers.
Oh, which room you at?
Well, I'm not in a room. She is, because she's a whore. And so I need to know which room she's in so I can have her served with divorce papers.
How you know she stay in our hotel?
Because I get the credit card bills. The whore is not smart. She's with the pool boy again.
I cannot help any.
Can you look and see if there's a room?
Like
there's
this.
A room booked under Alejandro there.
I cannot give information.
Okay, but which room?
It's our palace.
Oh, you can't tell me which room?
I cannot tell.
All right, well,
no,
I'm gonna just. Is it okay if I just knock on every door until I find her? Because that's what I'm doing.
No, you cannot.
I'm knocking on. Can I knock on the window?
No.
Okay. Oh, I think I knocked too hard.
Oh my, you're dying on me.
Hello.
Hi, is that Champagne?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm looking to get my windows cleaned.
Your what?
My windows cleaned.
I don't know who you're calling for. Bye.
I'm calling Champagne. I want to have sex. It's a hooker. Apparently, I'll Fix Your Pipes was propositioned by a hooker when he was leaving work. I was trying to use code words. I thought she would hang up immediately if I just came out and straight up said, hey, can we fuck? But no, she didn't want to play no games. Like, what the fuck? I thought by being clever and saying I need my windows cleaned, like she'd play along, but. He says she's a big, big black woman. Big, huge bitch.
Hello? Really?
No, hey, listen, I was trying to be sly about it, but I guess I'll just straight out come and say I need to fuck, but God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You propositioned me when I was leaving work.
Oh, okay. Where are you at, babe?
Right now I'm over and I'm at the Love's truck stop. Do you know where that's at?
No, but I'm in downtown and I have a studio apartment that you can come up to.
Okay, that sounds good. Like how long? What is my window opening?
Till 11:45.
Okay, 11:45. Okay, and then like we'll talk about particulars when I get there. I'm sure you don't want to do that over the phone.
I charge $100 for quickie, full service, $150 for half hour, and $300 for full hour.
Okay. not a quickie, but not a full, so like half hour. Yeah.
Okay, half hour. Okay, yeah, yeah, that'll be great. So can you come to me?
Yeah, yeah, I can come. I can come to you. I've got a Tesla that I rented. I'm on my way. I'm in the Tesla right now. I'm giving it directions to start.
Okay, so you want me to send you the address?
Yeah, you can text it to me, right? Because that'll be easier to.
Okay, yeah, I'll text it to you. Yes, I have an iPhone. I can definitely text it to you.
Okay, hang on just a second. Let me unplug it. I'm turning it on to start pointing towards downtown.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Comfort in Seattle.
Hi. I have a problem in my room. The floor keeps shaking.
You have what?
The floor in my room keeps shaking.
What room are you in?
I'm in the room with the bed. Not the bathroom, the regular room.
Right. What is your room number?
I don't know. Because I have been drinking, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. So how am I supposed to know which room are you in? You're in.
I don't know.
Because I don't feel shaking of anything. You need to tell me which room you're
in. I'm looking out my window right now, and I see the body paint place and the window tint place. And I was giving you all kinds of information, you whore. Hang on, call.
Come from in Seattle.
Yeah, my phone stopped working.
Well, then how did you call me?
My signal cut out, and now I called you. Here, I want to open my door. Follow the sounds. I want to break the mirror. Follow the sounds.
Okay, you need to tell me what
follow
room
the sounds
in
my
otherwise,
room.
Otherwise, how am I supposed
to... I'm breaking the mirror in my room. Follow the sounds.
I'm going to hang up the phone, okay?
Listen, you toucan Sam nose having bitch. I don't know why I called her. I don't even know what she looks like. Cody
American's
Rhodes
in
and Sweet,
how may I help you?
Hey, I'm trying. You know wrestling? I'm staying in a hotel, by the way. I'm not a psycho.
Okay.
And I gambled money on the WWE Royal Rumble tonight. And I swear to God, if I lose.
Okay. How could I help you?
Oh my God, no. Oh my God, Cody Rhodes just got fucking eliminated. I just lost all kinds of stupid fucking money. I fucking hate it. I hate it. I need to go pay for this room. Hate it. Fuck you, Mir. Fuck you. Fuck you, Mir. Hello?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
I knocked over a lamp.
What room are you in?
I don't even know. Where do I find it? I've been drinking. I was doing a drinking game during the... Every time someone got eliminated, you took a shot. And the first one was the Women's Royal Rumble, and 29 people got eliminated. And now I've been watching the men's, and now 28 people have been eliminated. I'm very, very intoxicated. I had some Jose Cuervo Silver... And I knocked over the mirror lamp.
Okay, are you staying with us here?
Yeah, I'm in the room. That is a definite yes.
Do you mind me asking your name?
And my name is am I the first or last?
Either one.
Last name is Johnson.
last name is Johnson and you're staying here. Do you need me to call someone to help come and help you?
No. I may have lost my balance, and like that was fine. I fell down, and that's what the Lord made ass cheeks for, is the cushion when you fall. But the ramen noodle in the bathtub is not cooking. It says to add hot water, and now it's all stuck in drain. Try to drain it out, and then season packets go in, and then now it's just slippery and messy in there, and I have to shower.
Okay, well, you have to tell me your room number. I'm
just tired from drinking instead of being able to sleeping and eating. I'm tired of not being able to do that. I just lost $350 on a wrestling bet. I'm tired of it. Oh, my God. Oh.